AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just over 2 weeks until Election Day, and before rallying voters alongside former Republican Representative Liz Cheney, Vice President Kamala Harris previewing her message about January 6th.
In America, in a democracy, we should have no room for, nor should we ever condone any form of political violence. In a democracy, people will debate, people will disagree, but not resort to violence.
Former President Trump campaigning at a North Carolina region devastated by Hurricane Helene, repeating the false claim that FEMA money was short because it was spent on illegal migrants, then saying,
on January 20th, you're going to have, a new crew coming in to do it properly and help you in a proper manner.
Biden administration proposing a new rule under the Affordable Care Act aimed at increasing insurance coverage of over-the-counter birth control. There would be no co-payment. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 344 points. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll appear in Waukesha County tonight. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Friends of the Lake Walk in Duluth are looking for volunteers to help in their final cleanup event of the season on Monday. Organizers of the event say they're hoping to clean up all 8 miles of the lake walk from the canal to Leif Erikson Park on Monday before winter weather starts to move into the region, making the cleanup significantly more difficult. Volunteers will be meeting at the Canal Park Lodge at 2 p.m. regardless of weather, and cleaning supplies will be provided. Volunteers will also be entered into a gift card raffle. As Halloween approaches, a massive jack-o'-lantern has appeared outside a Duluth resort. In honor of the season, the lawn of Pier B now features a pumpkin weighing in at over 1,300 pounds grown by local Jerry Gibson in Sturgeon Lake. Over the weekend, artist Michael Rudolph got to work on turning the giant pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern. It's the third year that Rudolph has carved a giant pumpkin for the resort, and he's hoping it will give passing kids a bit of a fright and a fun memory to get them in the Halloween spirit. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that call in for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambeau Leap, well, official Lambeau Leap. You know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, a chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week, highs only in the mid-50s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. Right now it's 80.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can be a part just working hard on the board, on the phones, on the sound. Thank you, Jess. We're going to bring you some sound. I know you want to hear the meanderings of the former guy trying to be the next guy. And it, I really like to understand why you would vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. A few of the articles in this line. The New York Times had a piece that came out yesterday. Michael Bender. Four of Trump's most meandering remarks this week. The former president said that his style is to weave from one subject to the next. Others see something more worrisome in his ramblings. Yeah, it's the weave, baby. I love the weave. I got a little bit of that myself, but I'm hopefully a little more sharp than Trump. Certainly a little younger. Here's just a little bit of breakdown of this article. School children asked him about boyhood heroes. He ended up at the border wall. I mean, you know what I mean? This is
my favorite role model, the wall.
And I'm not going to go into it because I think you would all think I'm crazy. But yes, there was someone that asked about his heroes and he eventually got to the border wall. Asked about inflation. He roamed to his annoyance with AOC's college experience. What? Yeah. Yeah, that was that Bloomberg interview. And if you want to see probably what I consider the worst interview in the sense that this did the most damage. You can't sit down with the business types. You can't sit down with Bloomberg and crap the bed. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did. But you can go see it. You can judge for yourself. Again, here's another one. Asked about climate change, he drifted into his golf course and then to World War III. Yes, of course he did, because he's weaving, bob and weave, man. He's bringing you in. He's suckering you in. It's rope-a-dope. It's the weave, baby, and you can't handle it. No, your little mind, you might think it comes off so solid that you think he's just crazy. You think he's maybe got something wrong with his mind. No, that's you. You can't keep up. And finally, he started discussing tax breaks for car loans. He found his way to a nerve-wracking rocket landing.
Huh.
The weave.
See, I hate that. And this is why. Weaving takes skill.
The actual weave, yes.
Weaving is an important craft that has produced millennia of culture. What he is doing is not weaving.
He's jumping from one topic to the next because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And another one, before we get to the actual sound, which you're going to want to stick around for, and we see you callers, be patient. I promise we'll make time for everybody today, 855-752-4842. Mary Trump, now this is Trump's niece, Dave McAfee writes at the Raw story, Trump's niece lists 13 reasons her uncle is unfit for office from the last 2 weeks alone. Oh, do tell. Then we can run down this list real quick and tell me if you think she's onto something. Now, I do have an objection with at least one. See if you can find out which one it is. Her first bullet point, Mary Trump, niece of Donald Trump. In the middle of a town hall, he stood on stage and listened as a random and very weird playlist played for 39 minutes. And we talked about that last week, and that was weird. And if you think that's just me being, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, I would just suggest look at the video and look at some of the people's the looks on their faces as they endured this madness for 39 minutes. You got, are you kidding me? Like right now, if I did this, we'd be at the end of the show.
I'm just gonna
stop talking.
Please don't.
And just play.
No. Nope.
Just play some music.
I'm not gonna do that.
Ava Marie. Should I just sing it instead? Would you rather have me sing for 39 minutes?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
No, you don't. Trust me, you don't. You might think you do. You don't.
No, I've heard you.
So yes, Mary Trump points that out as her first bullet point of the 13 things in the last 14 days that suggest Trump should not be elected again. The weird playlist for 39 minutes. He insulted American auto workers, claiming a child could do their jobs. Yes, let's remember that. His supporters flew swastika and Trump 24 flags at a boat parade in Jupiter, Florida. Now, while that's certainly objectionable, I mean, can't blame Trump for his crazy, well, maybe you could a little bit, but I didn't see him denounce that. Hey, it's for the record, folks, and if I ever run for office, I hope I wouldn't have to say it, but if it did happen, I'd be like, hey, supporters, love your passion. Can we not fly the swastika next to my flag name? Dom for president. Free Dom. Freedom. No swastikas. But he hasn't come out and said that. So anyway, well, I don't know, though, Mary Trump, if that's, I would put that on Trump's corner. But okay, you said it, I'll say it. He insulted Detroit while he was in Detroit. Yes!
Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch! That really bothers me, and it bothers lots of people. I saw the vice president with a Detroit versus everybody t-shirt on recently, and I was like, that's the spirit I remember. Harris reminds us that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Trump administration, said Donald Trump was fascist to the core, and we talked about that one last week. I would concur. That is concerning. He doubled down on calling Democrats the enemy from within. Oh, he keeps going there. He gets the Speaker of the House to try to cover for him. Note to self, he did not cover for him very well.
No.
He continues to threaten to revoke CBS broadcasting license because he didn't like the way they edited excerpts of Vice President Harris's interview. I mean, you could object to some of the editing, I guess. But, you know, they edit things all the time. My understanding, there has been some observations that would maybe a little sloppy, but not illegal, not unethical. Probably could have been done a little better, but you can still go see the entire thing online, to my understanding. After his mic stopped working, he wandered around the stage for 20 minutes till the problem was fixed. Hey, this mic doesn't work, or, you know, I'm just going to wander around now.
No, you can just go for a little walk.
I mean, can we play some more music and I'll just do a little dance? he called President Biden a fat pig and told Jill to slap him around. Called President Biden a fat pig and told Jill to slap him around.
When was that?
We're going to have to find out.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, we'll look that one up. Yeah. I don't believe Mary Trump was lying to us. I just didn't see that craziness in the pile and
jumble.
There's so much. He showed up for a softball interview with fellow fascist Dan Bongino and seemed to defend Harvey Weinstein, saying he'd been slonged. We have sound of that. Let's play that now since we brought it up.
Let's play that now.
Democrats don't have to be honest. They really don't have to be honest because they will never be accused of anything. It's interesting. I was so amazed that Harvey Weinstein got
what?
Schlonged. He got hit as hard as you can get hit because he was sort of the king of the woke, right?
What?
And yet he got hit. And I figured that maybe he wouldn't get hit so hard. But boy, did he get, you don't know him well, I don't know him well, but I watched that, and it was amazing. So when they do get hit, they get hit. But that's the only one I can think of. Normally, they protect everybody.
Okay, so I guess his objection is that, you know, Democrats never could do anything. Oh, but Harvey Weinstein, I guess, would be a Democrat, and he was schlonged.
Schlonged. What a choice of words there.
And I'm not sure that, and right away, oh, you don't know him, and I don't know him, but hey, you know, hey, this is what I heard. He heard it was really, really rough on him. And the woke, king of woke, or what?
Yeah, that's what he said, the king of the woke.
I'm not sure bringing up Harvey Weinstein is ever a great idea in any conversation, especially when you're the one talking about it, Trump, considering your flights on Lolita Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
He ended an interview 30 minutes early because he had forgotten it was streaming live.
Oopsies.
He went on at length about how many guys who saw Arnold Palmer's, we're gonna get there. That's the Arnold Palmer penis conversation. We'll play some of that. And he showed up at McDonald's, which was closed to customers, to work, quote unquote. It did not go well.
I mean, of course.
And then I was asked, like, when he was at the drive-thru, like, hey, what do you think about, you know, raising the minimum wage? All these people work hard, and they're hard-working people. Like, of course, didn't answer the question. Doesn't want.
Why would he?
Why would he? He doesn't want wages raised. In conclusion, Mary Trump said, I'm not really sure what else it's going to take, but it will get worse, and Donald will get worse. And maybe that will be the only way, finally, to move the needle. Mary Trump, 13 ways her father, I'm sorry, her uncle, pardon me, 13 reasons her uncle is unfit for office. You know, I got nieces and nephews, and I guarantee you, you know, they don't think like me entirely. No one does, right? But even with the differences and philosophies and all that, I'd be heartbroken if any of my nieces and nephews came out and said, Dom is totally unfit and unqualified and too wackadoodle to do any job.
Yeah.
That would hurt a little bit. I mean, I love my nieces and nephews. That would bother me. I would think, wow, maybe I should have to, I'd have some reflection. Maybe I think,
right.
Why were these family members of mine? You know, I mean, I held them as babies. I've been to the holidays and the events and parties and seen them grow up and been to the weddings. And if they came out and said, you know, that Dom is just bat guano crazy, I'd be a little hurt.
I can imagine.
And I would also think that maybe they would have some credibility in their assessment of me, having known me for their entire life. Like, they've never known Earth without Uncle Dominic. They've never known it. So they would know. They would have a feeling. And certainly, you know, kids, what are kids? You know how kids think. Kids will be kids. But, you know, you get to be an adult and you get through some of your own challenges and trials and tribulations and your own journey. And you become an adult and you can make your decisions and look and say, man, that Dominic, man, he was crazy. Well, Mary Trump doesn't have to go back and say, hey, my uncle screwed me out of my inheritance or any of those things. All she has to do is look at what Donald Trump has said in the last 2 weeks. And she has 13 reasons why her uncle is unfit for office. And folks, there are so many, many, many more reasons than that. And we're going to highlight a couple of them that perhaps Barry brought up in the next segment. And I promise we'll get to your calls as well. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. I promise we'll get to you this segment, Claire. You lose, girl. Tom, Dick, stick around. 855-75-CIVIC. Marry Trump, 13 reasons to not vote for Trump. 50 ways to leave your lover. You know, I told you I was on a little road trip to Cincinnati this weekend, so... Steph, my wife, had a great 70s playlist and had Paul Simon on it, and we were listening, and I... And I passed by Julio in the schoolyard. She's like, oh, what are you talking? Oh, come on, baby. I just want to keep on going the list. So I made sure we played 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. And apparently it's only 13 ways in the last 2 weeks to not vote for Donald Trump, according to niece Mary Trump. One of her concerns was about Donald Trump's talking about Arnold Palmer's penis. Yes, that's Arnold Palmer, a golfer. Now, I guess the context being... Trump was speaking at the hometown of Arnold Palmer, and so he was trying to ingratiate himself, I guess, with the locals by talking about their hometown hero.
Uh-huh.
Just not clear that that's the greatest way to do it, and apparently some of the reporting I've seen, the family members were not too pleased.
Shocking.
And also saying that Arnold Palmer, while a Republican, was disgusted by Donald Trump. As most human beings should be. Certainly, if you're a conservative, if you're a traditional GOP Republican, what he has done to that party, and you can't just blame him, you know, Arnold Palmer and family and those, Liz Cheney and all those who are the never Trumpster types, can't just blame Donald Trump. It's all the sycophants and it's all the enablers as well. And that goes to the impeachment. The guy should have been impeached when he tried to overthrow the government the first time. And I see what apparently a little bit of buyer's remorse, reportedly, from Senator Mitch McConnell. He considered, you know, voting for impeachment. Well, thanks for the consideration. But I digress from the weaving. Let's hear Donald Trump talking about...
I guess.
Yes, we have to. We have to.
Okay, fine. Yes. Let's do it.
All right, cut one, please.
Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women.
I love women.
This guy.
I love the women.
This guy.
How much for the women?
This is a guy that was all man.
What?
This man was strong.
This man, all man, all man.
And I refuse to say it, but when...
But
he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Did you?
No.
We have women that are highly sophisticated here.
So sophisticated.
But they used to look at Arnold as a bad, but he was really something special. Arnold was something special. So I just want to tell you, you're very lucky, the people that live in Latrobe, and it's an honor for me to be here because of him. And he was actually, he was a great man, and I don't think there would be golf to the extent that you have it today. It probably wouldn't be that way without the great Arnold Palmer. So
the late.
Enjoy it, everybody.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
He was, oh, man. And I don't want to talk to you without disrespect to the sophisticated lady, but and I love the ladies. You know, it reminds me of the Blues Brothers, right? Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi, and they're going to try to round up the band members, and they go to this fine dining restaurant where one of their bandmates was working, and they're trying to convince them to come back and get the band back together, and he was hesitant to join the band because he's got a real job, right? And then they started just like eating, throwing food in each other's mouth and being pigs, and Belushi leans over to the next table and says, "Hey, how much for the women? How much for the women? How much for the little girl?"
Oh, no.
I know. It reminds me of Donald Trump. He's like, "I love the ladies. I love the ladies."
No.
Yep. But he's apparently infatuated with the manly man that was Arnold Palmer. So this is a topic, right? This is a guy who's running for president, went off for apparently like 12 minutes on this issue.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper had from CNN had Speaker Mike Johnson, and he asked Mike Johnson about the rambling Arnold Palmer penis conversation. Let's play cut number two from that, please.
Got it.
I know you want to talk about policy, and I respect that, but the reason that Donald Trump is not up 10 points is because of comments like that one, where people do have concerns about his fitness, his acuity, and his stability. Why is he talking about Arnold Palmer's penis in front of Pennsylvania voters?
Jake, you seem to like that line a lot. Let me tell you that Donald Trump is doing rallies nonstop around the country.
Let me just say something. I don't want to be talking about this.
Right.
Donald Trump is out there saying it. It is.
But you continue to. Let's talk about.
Because you won't address
it. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You won't address it. He is out there talking to
voters. No, I'll address it. Let me answer it. Okay, don't say it again. We don't have to say it. I get it.
Penis! Come on, what?
Do you ever play the penis game when you were in like elementary school?
No, what's that?
At increasingly loud volumes, you just say the word penis until you devolve into laughter, at which point you lose and the other side wins.
The reporting on this, after Johnson says, "Don't say it again," the Raw story has the transcript. They say, "You don't have to say it. I get it. There's lines in a rally. When President Trump is at a rally, sometimes you speak for two straight hours. You're questioning his stamina, his mental acuity. Joe Biden couldn't do that for 5 minutes. That's how we started the segment. You said, what if Biden was at a rally like that? He couldn't fill the room. Donald Trump does." Nice non-answer.
Oh, good. We're back to crowd size.
Crowd size. Really hard work. And talking
really
about
hard
the
work.
Very
hard
important
work.
Topics. And another really funny thing to me is that the Speaker of the House has a hard time hearing the word penis.
Mm-hmm. In the video, you can actually see him get all red and flustered.
I mean, you know, it's a thing. And we're just, it's a body part, and it's scientific. I mean, right? We're using the proper terms. And for some reason, it embarrasses Mr. Johnson, ironically enough. And and he doesn't address why is your presidential candidate obsessed with Arnold Palmer's penis? Oh, look at the great crowd size. Oh, callers, we'll get to 855-752-4842 next.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay can't agree on a new lease for Lambeau Field. The issue is who will pay for about $1.5 billion worth of repairs and renovations. The city wants the team to pay more, while the team wants the city and the stadium district to help. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week means the EPA can move forward with new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says severe climate events are bad for the U.S. economy.
So we need climate action now to ensure that our economy can be planned, can move forward in a way that's good for business, that's good for communities, that's good for our families.
Power companies had asked the High Court for a pause on work toward tougher standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Wisconsin is lagging behind in getting children vaccinated. According to a press release from the Department of Health Services, Wisconsin kindergartners are behind on vaccines for diseases like polio, pertussis, and DTaP. The report also shows Wisconsin kids are vaccinated for MMR at a rate of about 85%, below the national rate of about 93%. Health officials are reminding parents to get their kids vaccinated to protect them and their communities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to their deer management boundaries amid dropping deer harvest rates. According to the DNR, last year's deer harvest dropped 30% in the northern counties, leading officials to consider setting boundaries based on habitat instead of county lines. Officials are in the process of determining how much support they can get for revising the deer harvest boundaries and could present their final recommendation to the Natural Resources Board in just a few months. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13% according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, a chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week, highs only in the mid-50s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. Right now it's 80.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, our guest from Western Wisconsin Health tells us about the many changes in healthcare, especially rural healthcare, that require political leadership.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Pretty
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50.
We're going to take just a little break here and just listen to some music. You know, who the hell wants to listen to radio anyways? This is the Dom Salvia show, but for right now, we're just going to listen to some music. Yeah, that's good.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan.
Well, now I do want to start dancing. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Bringing out Spinning the Hits. One goes out to you, Steffi. 855-75-CIVIC. Said we would get to the callers. We will do so. We have some more sound of the Jake Tapper Speaker Johnson interview. I want to get to that as well. But I promised I want to keep you folks waiting too long. Dick from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, I don't know how you could not have liked that town hall that morphed into a hybrid of, like, American Bandstand and Soul Train. I mean, but,
yeah, but those shows were entertaining, Dick. I mean,
yeah,
that was just weird, man.
Could you hear him? Where's Dick Clark? Where is he? Been dead for 20 years, you doofus. Anyway, to candidate Oblio, and Oblio was pointless, just like this guy. To the thing with this infatuation he has now with Arnold Palmer,
mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think that he knew anything about Sigmund Freud. But apparently he does, but he has that all backwards too, because in Freud's thing was females had the penis envy. And he's the one that does now. And so I don't, you know, the guy's wrong across the board on everything. But this thing, this last thing is so out of bounds that for a political candidate for president?
There is no standard, Dick. I mean, a guy like that, no. It doesn't matter. It's like he's up at the comedy show, man. I mean, you go to your local comedy skit, and that's what you kind of get here. I mean, that's what he's going for. I mean, you hear the people cheering and laughing and engaging in it. I mean, it's. I mean, I don't get the appeal. I think it. And I'm all about the barroom talk, dude. I get that kind of thing. But is there a time and place, man? I mean, you're going for to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the comedy club, man.
And then what I guess I'm saying is, the media is constantly saying, oh, Kamala Harris, she's not addressing issues. We don't know where she stands on this. She just did a town hall this afternoon I watched with Maria Shriver and Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
clown.
Yeah, she's out there doing it, and I think she's making progress. Thank you for the call, Dick. It's hard to talk about because it's like so just juvenile and asinine and so not appropriate for any real serious discussion of the challenges that we have in our self-governance. It's just really beyond the pale. 855-752-4842. Tapper also said this to Mike Johnson when having this discussion. I'm sure that you think that a policy debate would be better than a personality debate. But if President Joe Biden had gone on stage and spoken about the size of a pro golfer's penis, I think you would be on this show right now saying you were shocked and appalled, and you would suggest it was evidence of his cognitive decline. And I would say, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. And I would, I mean, if I don't even want to go to the comparisons. But but I will. If Kamala Harris got to start talking about anybody's anything, about whatever's, I would also be shocked and appalled. That is not appropriate. That's nothing to do with what we're trying to do. It is juvenile. It is beneath the office. But, of course, we all know that. We know this. Donald Trump is beneath the office. Donald Trump is juvenile. above and being above and beyond all the other things we're very concerned about, because it's not just Donald Trump. It's his enablers like Mike Johnson. 855-752-4842. We'll play some of that sound next. L.A. Tom, want to get you in here as well. Thank you for calling, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, first, what about the children? What about the children that were at the rally? Aren't they concerned about the children?
Right. All that grooming and all that second, penis talk with, in front of the children.
Second, they're obsessed with the freaking penis. I mean, they're just obsessed with it, man. First off, you have any friends that are MAGA and you're watching baseball or football with them, you might be a little bit concerned that they might be wondering what you're packing rather than what's on the game. And that goes for every MAGA guy out there. You know what? You guys laughed when he said it. I'm sorry. This isn't a juvenile. This might be exactly the way he feels. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to, he basically talks about penises all the time. He's talked about before crowd sizes. And I'm sorry. I really think that a lot of you MAGA guys out there that are into hyper-masculinity, you guys are the ones that are closeted gay men. And you guys are the ones that are always trying to, like a Mike Johnson, always trying to legislate the LGBTQ plus community. I'm more afraid of you guys going in and trying to check out our privates than I am about gay people or trans people doing it. You guys are the predators. And I'm telling you, Dom, they did not, they laughed it off when he said that. Please,
yeah,
every
yeah.
one of these guys, you call them gay once, just call them gay once.
Oh, Dom, they get mad.
See how,
yeah, they get mad.
Oh, I didn't get gay. Are you gay? What did I do? What did I do? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm telling you, these guys, you go into the bathroom, other guys that are out there, be careful. They're watching you. You go and you shower with them, watch it. They're peeping dons. They're peeping dons.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Perhaps, you know, the hyper-masculinity is a little overcompensation, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think there's a lot of that at play. But I think the bigger issue goes to, Tom, the anti-LGBT sentiment. I think to some degree you're right. This isn't just a juvenile thing. I think it's part of a bigger problem, and that is that anti-LGBTQ sentiment. 855-752-4842. Let's see, Robert from West Allis. We're going to have you on next. Welcome to the show, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. I guess the problem is I'm just upset with the lack of reality, right? I mean, how many times did we hear about crowd size, where you can see with their eyes, no one showed up, and he's making big claims. But the one that particularly irritates me is the doctor, Lonnie Johnson, or whatever the hell his name is.
Ronnie Johnson, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to lose his medical license, right? The Hippocratic Oath, as far as I know, is do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
Yet this guy stands up there on stage and lies to everyone and says Trump is such a healthy specimen. I mean, I'll give it to the guy. He lost some weight since he's been in the White House. I noticed that in his recent video, but this guy is not healthy. And how do we know, you know, how healthy he is and what his faculties are? You know, if you have some doctor up there lying about how healthy this guy is,
yeah.
I mean, what a freaking joke. He's the fattest slob I've ever seen in my life. He is not a healthy man. And my guess is at his, you know, senior age, he's probably losing some of his faculties as well.
Yeah.
So we really need those medical records to come out so people know what they're buying into if they vote for him.
Yeah, you know, Robert, I absolutely agree. And not just, you know, because I'm not voting for the guy anyway. But if you're MAGA, if you're Republican, if you're conservative and you're gonna vote for this guy, don't you wanna know? You know, don't you? I mean, I would. I do. And Harris released her medical records. And Donald Trump, much like Ronnie Jackson, Robert, got out in front and said, oh, my gosh, she's got all these terrible issues. She's got
very dangerous, very messy.
Very. And she's not going to be able. I mean, how could you possibly run the Oval Office with hay fever and hives?
Yeah.
Right.
Not to mention the mild nearsightedness.
Oh, my goodness. Terrible.
Can you believe it?
I don't know how she gets through the day.
How does she?
It's tough.
How does she?
It's tough. 855-752-4842. You know what? Callers, just be patient. We will get to you. 855-757-8. I want to throw out, you know, beyond the Arnold Palmer manhood discussion, some other issues that were concerning to me, and that, of course, is the enemy from within conversation that he continues to bring up, that he continues to double down on. My understanding, Jake Tapper asked Mike Johnson, the speaker, about this as well. Just play.
Yeah. So this is not only Jake Tapper asking Mike Johnson about this. Tapper has receipts. So let's take a listen.
In multiple interviews this week, Donald Trump repeatedly referred to prominent Democrats and others on the left in the United States, American citizens, as, quote, the enemy from within, unquote. And he suggested as president he would want to use the National Guard or military against them. Let me play some of that for our viewers.
The bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
What?
Because they can't let that happen.
One of the first things you did when you joined Congress was to create the Honor and Civility Caucus. Does wanting to use the military against political opponents, would that pass muster with the Civility Caucus?
No, that's not. Jake, you know that's not what he's talking about there. What he's talking about is marauding gangs
what?
Of dangerous,
nope.
violent people
nope.
who are destroying public property.
Nope. He talked about Adam Schiff
threatening
and Pelosi.
Other American
he's
citizens.
Not talking. Mean, Governor Youngkin tried this with me too. That's not, he was very clear.
Marauding
let me,
gangs.
Let me play because he was asked about this later on because Fox always likes to give Donald Trump an opportunity to clean it up, and he always says, "No, I said what I meant." Here's what he said when asked about it the next day.
It is the enemy from within, and they're very dangerous. They're Marxists and communists and fascists, and they're sick. I use a guy like Adam Schiff because they made up the Russia hoax. It took 2 years to solve the problem. Absolutely nothing was done wrong, et cetera, et cetera.
Nothing.
It's dangerous for our country. We have China, we have Russia, we have all these countries.
Russia.
If you have a smart president, they can all be handled. The more difficult are, you know, the Pelosi's, these people, they're so sick and they're so evil.
Sick and
that's
evil.
That's what he's talking about, using the U.S. military against, not marauding gangs of Venezuelan.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
We're not going to let him throw back. They're Marxists. They're fascists, they're communists, they're sick, and they're evil. Now, certainly Donald Trump was not talking about marauding gangs, and Speaker Johnson knew that Donald Trump wasn't talking about marauding gangs, and CNN knew that Speaker Johnson knew that that Donald Trump was not talking about marauding gangs. He's talking about his political opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And not even, I mean, it's not like he's running against Adam Schiff. It's not like he's running against former Speaker Pelosi. He's running against Kamala Harris. But he uses these terms. And if you want to go down the line, I mean, okay, lay it out for me, Trump. Where is the Marxism? Where's the fascism? Where's the communism? Where's the sick and evil? In any one of those folks, in what their policies or their behaviors, can you identify? Can you say that just because you don't agree with them that they're those things? And I don't call Donald Trump a fascist because I disagree with him on policy. Hell, I don't even know what his policies are. You know what I mean? I call him a fascist because he says he wants to be a dictator for a day, or he'll be a dictator on day one. I call him a fascist because his former Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, calls him a fascist. See what I'm saying? I'm concerned about his behavior because of the things that he says and the things that he does. Not because of, that he thinks that tax rates should be X, Y, or Z, or that Social Security should start this year or that year. Those are policy items. Listen to what the man says. And he would use the National Guard or military if need be, because these are horrible, fascist, communist, Marxist, sick, and evil people. 855-752-4842. That's not us. Join us next. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-75-CIVIC. Our pal Gary from Sussex, he is up. Hey, Gary, happy Monday. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I've been listening to you guys talk. Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin this week. And she was at a rally, and some guy yells out, "Jesus is Lord." And she tells him, "That rally's down the street." Then another time, it was, I don't remember when this one happened, Dom, but she's talking to a bunch of people, I think must have been adults. She said, 18-year-olds to 24-year-olds are just plain stupid. That's why when they go to college, we put them in dorms, you know. What the heck? And then the last.
Well, I got to be, hang on. I haven't heard the stupid comment. I generally want to believe our callers, but fair enough. Let me, before you name your third one. So, well, you've been wrong sometimes, Gary. So let's go to the one I know to be true. Your objection to Kamala Harris saying that you're at the wrong rally, that rally's up the street. Because bunch of attendees were yelling, "Jesus is Lord." You got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem that they yelled out, "Jesus is Lord." I have a problem with her going out there and telling everybody, "Hey, that rally's down the street." I mean, is she a atheist or something?
Well,
or
hey, I don't know. I think she went to church, but you got a problem with atheists? I'm an atheist, Gary. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I know you are.
Okay, so what's wrong with? Hang on, I want to be very clear. You said, what, is she an atheist? Is that objectionable in some way, Gary?
Well, when she goes out there and says, she's being proud. I know you're an atheist.
Okay, but you're kind of insulting me, Gary. What is the problem?
No.
Well, what, man? No. If you act if she says that she's an atheist, and my understanding is that she's not. But if she were, so what, dude? And this is not a Jesus rally, yo. This is a political rally. And if you're going to go any place and start yelling anything and object, you know, that wasn't the point. You go to a Green Bay Packers pep rally wearing your Bears gear and start yelling and get in front of everybody, you might be escorted out, man.
You're going to heckle? You might get heckled back.
Exactly. Thank you, Jess. So then what is your objection to how the vice president handled the hecklers? Specifically, Gary.
I guess my point is that she is at a rally, and you wouldn't go out. You would say, "Yeah, I praise the Lord too." If she's a Christian, so she's just,
why engage, man? No, absolutely not. Okay, but Lisa, that's an
objection. They were interrupting her.
Exactly, dude. She's there to give her thing. This isn't a time for you to go out and start proselytizing.
It wasn't a town hall.
Gary, come on, man.
But
what? She didn't respond. Jesus is king, and for some reason that
Joe Biden's a Catholic, and if he went out there and he said, "Yeah, that rally's down the street,"
I don't know what Joe Biden would have done, man. I tell you what, if someone is interrupting my rally, saying whatever they're saying, I might respond.
They did yell out, and they probably should have kept their mouth. My last point is this.
All right, what's your point, Gary?
Last point.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Between you and me, you believe
just us, Donald, man. No one else is here.
Donald Trump. I know. Do you believe that Donald Trump's going to be elected? Not now. Don't tell me what you want, but what do you believe? With the polls and everything that's going on, do you believe that he's going to be reelected?
No.
Because I do. I do. Now, do we want to make a bet, you and me?
Well, I think that's – we can't do it on the air. We'll do something on the side, Gary. But let me ask you this. You think
– Go ahead.
You think that Donald Trump, talking about the size of Arnold Palmer's genitalia, is going to be a great closing argument for the last 2 weeks of this election, Gary?
Stupid talk. He talks stupid.
Why are you voting for the guy, man? What is the appeal, Gary?
Because I am so afraid of what's going to happen.
What?
I watched the show.
What would happen? Be specific. What are you afraid to happen?
With the border. She wants to allow 100.
No, that's not true. She wants to. She said she would sign the Senate bill, man, that Donald Trump squashed. You object to that? I mean, that's a fair position, but she literally said she'd sign it. So what's the problem?
I object to that because they're going to let 1,800,000 people in per year, and then 8 years you're going to have amnesty. I'm against that 100%. You want to work in?
Is that? I'm sorry. Is that? That's in the bill. I want to be clear here because this was a bipartisan Senate bill written by one of the most conservative members of the in Republican in the Senate, right? That got out and was a bipartisan bill, the most strict bill that I think the Republicans are ever going to get, and there's amnesty in that bill.
Bernie.
Hang on, I want to be very clear. Hang on now, Gary. Are you telling me that Lankford's senatorial bill has amnesty in it? That's a yes or no.
There you go. You hang up on me.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. Yes or no. Does that bill have amnesty in it? No, Gary. The answer is no.
Yes, I think it does.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
I don't know for sure, Donald.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So you're concerned about amnesty at some point. Okay. What about Donald Trump? Are you concerned about his behavior, man? About what he focuses on, how he treats people? Does any of that concern you, dude? I mean, his own staff, man, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, saying this guy's a fascist to the core. You don't believe everyone around him, dude?
Yeah, and 92% of her people quit working for her because she has a problem, too.
Yeah, what's her problem?
And the thing is, I think that they picked the wrong person to run for president.
Yeah, that's why she raised $3 billion since he started, like $220 million in the last month. Hey, Gary, thanks for playing, man. Keep it up. But don't go vote for Trump, man. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Jess, for doing all the hard work. We'll be back tomorrow with all of your calls and the news. Have a great night, everyone.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.